Hey everyone, Tuesday, February 14th. My name is Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief. A look at performance yesterday, largely positive for risk-on assets. NASDAQ Composite up about 1.5%, Russell 2000 up well over 1% as well, along with the other major equity indices. On your downside, you saw an exhale from the US dollar and gold. That gold chart, I don't have it pulled up today, but that's around the middle of its trading band, coming off that pretty big stem that we saw it run on. Copper, a base metal, similar chart action there. I think today the biggest story is going to be around the CPI results that came out earlier this morning. Just a quick blurb. This is from CNBC to get you acclimated. Started higher in 2023, gas and fuel prices being a large part of that, as the Labor Department reported. So the consumer price index rose 0.5% for the month, which translated to an annual gain of about 6.4%. Economists that were surveyed, we're looking for a respective increase of 0.4% and then 6.2%. If you exclude food and energy, core CPI increased 0.4% monthly and then 5.6% from a year ago against their estimates of 0.3% and 5.5%. So CPI came in a little bit hotter than expected, or at least than the economists that were surveyed expected. We'll see how markets respond to that. Futures have been a bit choppy this morning. Some areas to keep an eye on, starting with the Russell 2000, because it was among the top performers yesterday, just put in a higher bottom at 1910. So keep an eye on 1910 and also just 1900. That was a big area of prior resistance. You can see it pretty defined here back from January, right around December, November, and then September as well. So keep an eye around 1900 for your Russell 2000. Emerging markets, EEM, also looks pretty constructive right here. You just saw that pullback back to the middle of the trading band. Keep an eye between 3750 and 38 here. Anything above that, I'd still say that this still looks healthy, especially with the fund score improving to about 3.5. Looking at the Dow, we just formed a triple top at 34,200. On your downside, you got a lot of support between 32.6 and all the way up to 33.6. So all in that range, a lot of support beginning as early as 33,600. On the Dow, you'd really like to see, on the positive, a break to the upside 34.4 and then push past that December highs at 34.6 to get you to 34.8. Could put you within striking distance of your March 2022 highs, which should be another notable test. Something we stick in the report yesterday, this was in the Were You Aware, talking about the month of February. It is part of this seasonally strong period of the market. What we mean by that is the old market adage of sell in May, go away, come back in November. You can see the median monthly returns for the market are notably higher from November, December, January, all the way through April. However, if you note February, it is the weakest of the seasonally strong months. It's has been more positive than not, but your average and median returns are much lower than November, December, January, March, and April. So we put some commentary around that in our report yesterday, talking about some of the weaknesses of the month of February. I'm not going to get into maybe why that could be the case, but this table is interesting. It talks about if you're up more than 5% in January, which we were up about 6.3%. What that mean for February? If actually, if you were up more than 5% in January, it improved your family, your excuse me, your February return profile. Average gain of about 1%. Median was also about 1%, and then 64% of the time you were positive after January was up 5%. So that improves upon just your raw February reading, which is more in the mid to upper 50s in terms of a batting average. So, interesting seasonality note. This is the models page. I mentioned this on a morning update a while back. Just want to mention it again. If you want to get a feel for what these models are doing in real time, so these are relative strength, tactical, rules-based models that are making trades in individual stocks, ETFs, whatever it may be the case, especially when we get to times like this where it may get a bit noisy, these models are going to remain rules-based, remain disciplined. So click this view all activity, as I just did. View all activity in the far upper right gives you an idea of what models are buying and selling over the past 7 days. A couple I want to highlight, especially this First Trust suite, jumping out of energy, First Trust Energy, jumping out of natural gas, dumping energy again here, picking up financial. So you can get some themes by just looking at some of the model activity that you see here. These are not day trader type of models. We're not trying to capture micro moves or anything of that sort. These are intermediate long-term tactical strategies designed to pick up on larger trends of outperformance. So check out to see what some of these are trading to get away from some of the noise and the chop that we may be getting coming up here soon. Of two earnings I want to mention this morning, Coke came out positively. Futures, I didn't see a ton of change for the stock, and even if I did see a pretty positive beat, it wouldn't change my opinion here. It's a two attribute name, series of lower tops. Not technically exciting to me. I think there's a lot of other positive areas to look in the market. For what it's worth, your buy signal will come at 64. I'd also put you back into a positive trend and make it a three attribute, so a hold at best here. And then Cadence Design Systems, not as often talked about, also came out with favorable earnings results. A positive move here would actually get this stock to challenge its August highs of 2022. It's a four attribute, so much more interesting to me. It's a high momentum name. Break at 192 and then a clearance at 196 would be a place that I would be interested in Cadence Design Systems here. It is towards the top of the trading band, so if we want to be a bit more sensitive to our entry, maybe dollar cost average into that one. Okay, that's what I had this morning. Thanks for your time, everyone. I look forward to being back with you tomorrow again.